Okay, sometimes we do shilas with the Zerbazin, sometimes we do stories, maisim, so today will be maisa. But Zerbazin quotes a crazy maisa. The Chavetz Chaim is not well known. The Chavetz Chaim lost his father at the very early age of 10 years old. And his widowed mother remarried. Who did she remarry? She remarried someone named Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was her second husband. And what happened was, Reb Shimon wanted very much that his stepson, the Chavetz Chaim, would marry his daughter, even though she was 10 years older. What happened was, the Chavetz Chaim's mother strongly opposed the match, especially since the Chavetz Chaim was already getting very big dowries from very wealthy businessmen who could support the Chavetz Chaim in his Limud HaTorah, in his Torah study. Their argument, the Chavetz Chaim's mother's argument with his stepfather got to be so much, it actually happened to be that they almost caused his mother to get divorced from her second marriage after her father passed away. So what happened was, when the Chavetz Chaim found out, says Rav Zerbstein, how serious the matter was, that his stepfather would divorce his mother for not giving him the shidduch to his older daughter, the Chavetz Chaim begged his mother, says Rav Zerbstein, to save her marriage and let him marry his stepsister. He couldn't bear to let his mother suffer for his own sake. Eventually, his mother agreed to the match, the engagement took place, and he married the Chavetz Chaim's wife, was 10 years older, was none other than his stepsister, in order, and for what? All in order to save his mother's marriage. However, Zerbstein concludes the Maisa, says years later, when he was an old man, the Chavetz Chaim reflected, and he saw that some of his friends got sizable dowries when they got married. In the end, their money drew them into the world of business, and it took them away from Torah study, from Limud HaTorah. However, the Chavetz Chaim married his stepsister, and they didn't have so much money there. They lived very simple lives, but she allowed him to devote his life to Torah, be able to write the Mishnah Berurah, and the Chavetz Chaim, the countless others from that we have from the Chavetz Chaim. Unbelievable, the Chavetz Chaim was willing to sacrifice his own marriage, his own money, to make sure that his mother wouldn't suffer. Incredible thing. Rav Huttner famously says, we've quoted this before, that the godless of the Chavetz Chaim wasn't the Mishnah Berurah. It wasn't the Hilchos Sefer on Lashon Hara, the Chavetz Chaim. The godless, you know what was so special about him? Is that the same author penned both of them. Right? The Mishnah Berurah deals with all Ben Adon Lamakom things. Davening and Tzitzis and Shabbos and Yom Tovim, Erev. Right? The Hilchos Chavetz Chaim is Ben Adon L'Chavero, having the balance between mitzvahs that have to us to the Rabbonu Shalom and mitzvahs between man and man. And I thought this connected very, very much to another story that I saw, a couple more stories that I saw over the past few days. Rav Lazer Geldzahler, the famous Rosh Hashiva in Lakewood, who was killed at the young age of 46 in a bus accident, they have an incredible book now called Rav Lazer, an incredible biography if anyone wants some great stories to be able to use in any drasha. I highly, highly recommend it. So what happened was, Rav Lazer once came home very late at night, and he ran to the telephone. And he was on the phone call, and his son came over to him and said, you know, Tati, with all due respect, why were you running to the call? Like, what was so important? He said, you know, I just interviewed a bachur in the yeshiva, and the bachur told me that he went from yeshiva to yeshiva and nothing really worked out. And I was so nervous to be able to go tell this boy's parents how special of a son he is, because I could tell that they probably never really got positive phone calls. They probably never got really good news from yeshivas and good things and compliments about their son. So I wanted to be able to go out of my way as fast as I could. Incredible maisa. The third and final maisa, after the Chavetz Chaim maisa, about his not letting his mother, Chavetz Chaim shidduch, how he married his stepsister. The second story about Rav Lazer, that he ran to the phone to be able to go tell his parents about their son, how special of a son he was, and he was so excited to have him in the yeshiva. Third and finally, he said the story yesterday, but I think it needs chazar. Yisrael Salanter once had a boy, a bachar, a chassan, came over to him, someone who's engaged and is getting married soon, and he said, Rabbi Yisrael, what's the biggest kavanah I should have the first time I put on my talis? What should be my kavanah? So Yisrael Salanter answered back to him. He said, you know what you should be, your kavanah should be? Your kavanah should be that when you put on your talis, you don't hit the person behind you with your talis strings. I think Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was saying the same thing as Rav Huttner was saying with the Chavetz Chaim. That meaning, we have to make sure that our Ben Adam L'Makom mitzvahs and our Ben Adam L'Chaver mitzvahs are hand in hand. That we're not just Jews inside the Beis Midrash, or we're davening, or we're learning. We're Jews outside the Beis Midrash. We know how to interact with people. We know how to connect with people. That's what Yisrael Salanter was saying. When you put on your talis, when you're doing a Ben Adam L'Makom mitzvah, make sure it doesn't come at the expense make sure it doesn't hit the person behind you, because then you don't know what Ben Adol Mekel is all about. It's all really one. Bez Hashem, we should be able to live with these messages, live with the message of the Chafetz Chaim, that he was willing to be able to pass over all those tremendous wealthy marriage proposals to make sure that his mother wouldn't suffer. Incredible Meister of Lazer, Gelsadler, and finally of Yisrael Salanter. We should be Zohar Bez Hashem to spread these stories, as Rabbi Nachman of Breslov says famously, that non-Jews put their kids to stupid stories, but the Jewish people keep their children alive with stories. Shkoyach.